You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
It's O-Behave with Arden Moore, the show that teaches you how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Join Arden as she travels coast to coast to help millions better understand why cats and dogs do what they do. Get the latest scoop on famous faces, their perfectly pampered pets, and who's walking who in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails, garner great pet tips, and have a doggone fur-flying fun time. So get ready for the pause and applause as we unleash your O-Behave host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome to the O-Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. We've been fortunate to have a lot of top dogs in the pet world and A-list celebrities on our show, but there is one person you listeners keep pleading with us to have on our show. The wait is over. Please extend pause and applause to the one, the only dog whisperer, Caesar Millan. Hey, welcome to the show, Caesar.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
We're going to chat with Caesar Millan right after we take this commercial break. So sit and stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a pause. Four furry ones, actually. Sit and stay. O-Behave will be right back.
Spills, pet messes, and dirt are unavoidable, but the stains and odors they cause are not. Spot Shot Instant Carpet Stain and Odor Eliminator is non-toxic, environmentally friendly, and biodegradable formula. Safely and permanently eliminates the toughest carpet spills and stains, even pet messes. Approved by the Carpet and Rug Institute, Spot Shot neutralizes odors with powerful dual odor eliminators and utilizes an anti-resoiling agent to protect carpets from future stains. Spot Shot products can be found at Walmart, Petco, Lowe's, and your local grocery retailer. For more information, visit spotshot.com.
Pets are part of the family, and when traveling with your dog, there's only one magazine to include when packing your doggie's duffel bag, and that's Fido Friendly, the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog. Each bi-monthly issue includes hotel, city, and state reviews, and doggy destinations to explore with your furry companion. Fido Friendly magazine can be found at Borders, Barnes & Noble, PetSmart, Pet Boutiques, and Fido Friendly hotels nationwide. Or you can go online to subscribe at www.fidofriendly.com. So get traveling with your pet today and leave no dog behind. And remember, Fido Friendly's the only magazine dedicated to the travel lifestyle of man's best friend and the one magazine your dog will thank you for.
Having a rough day? Longing for the dog days of summer? Think your fun furry friend lives a dog's life? Well, find out everything you're begging to know as Pet Life Radio presents It's a Doggy Dog World with pet expert and award-winning author Liz Palaika. Every dog has his day, and you'll find out how to make your dog's day fun and rewarding every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hey everybody, I'm Rachel Ray, and you're listening to O-Behave with Arden Moore on Pet Life Radio.
O-Behave is back with more tail-wagging ways to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Now back to your fetching host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome back to the O-Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Caesar Millan is in the house, and he's here to talk to us about his new sixth season on the National Geographic, The Dog Whisperer, and more. Hey, Caesar, let's get started. You're kicking off your sixth season on The Dog Whisperer on the National Geographic channel, but with a special twist. It sounds like you're having a puppy invasion.
Well, what I want to share is prevention, even though, you know, my business is about rehabilitating dogs, you know, and but I want to share the aggression is not the problem, it's the outcome of a problem. You know, how can we prevent our dogs from developing anxiety or separation anxiety, fear, panic, traumatic events? How can a human learn to nurture, you know, a balanced state of mind? And that's what I grew up with. You know, I grew up never mm-hmm. working against Mother Nature. My grandfather, you know, show me how to, if I'm going to interact with the puppies, this is how I'm supposed to do so I don't change, you know, their nature, you know.
Right.
And one of the things that happen in America often is a human unconsciously change the nature of a dog because they humanize a dog. And mm-hmm. And many times when a human is in front of a puppy who is might be insecure, the human feels sorry and nurtures that. You know, and when a puppy smells food and the puppy comes to the food and it starts climbing on people's leg, the human gives them food. And so eventually they ended up with a dog that is 100-something pounds doing the same behavior that he did when he was little. So I believe that we can prevent unwanted behaviors, you know, especially with animals, because one of the things that they want to achieve in life is definitely not fame, not money, you know, not a degree. What they want to achieve is balance. And so that means what that means is being able to live harmoniously with their family. So now we are their family. And so it's very important that we allow them to achieve what they will achieve in their natural environment.
That sounds good. It sounds like good intentions that backfire. That's what we have been doing it all across America.
It's no doubt, yeah. I don't think, you know, any dog lover in the world will ever want to nurture knowing the instability. It's just sometimes we're lacking in the knowledge, you know. And one of the things that also can help, you know, preventing is to having breeds that eventually people become afraid of, like the Rottweilers, that like the Dobermans, like the Pit Bulls nowadays, you know, where some states want to ban the breed. Well, you know, Pit Bulls are also dogs. So if you can raise the balance, what you're going to see, they're just going to wear the outfit. They're not going to wear the mind. And one
right.
thing we have to understand is we the human being, breed genetics, you know, for our own personal, whatever, I don't call it pleasure, but, you know, it's just, but again, my dogs are Pit Bulls and Rottweilers mm-hmm. and German Shepherds, powerful breeds. But what I nurture and what I bring out of them is the dog in them, the social side of them. You know,
okay.
we all know that dogs are very social species.
Well, that's,
you know,
why I want to give a shout out to Daddy. I know he's getting to be in retirement age, but I love Daddy. And I think
thank
Pit Bulls,
you.
I call them meaty cheeks. They got
meaty
that
cheeks.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I'm definitely going to call him that when I go back to L.A. I miss him. I'm in New York right now. Junior is with me, you
right.
know, because Junior is definitely stepping up to the plate and making sure the Pit Bulls at least have somebody who represents them, you know, and the good light, and just like Daddy did for many, many years. And, yeah, he's 15 now, and then, you know, whatever he wants to get. So he wants to rest, you know, no
I'm
problem,
glad you're
Mr.
Doing
Daddy.
That. Well, let's talk about this kind of twist you're doing to the sixth season with you're doing the puppy version. So you've got Junior, and let's go with the lineup of the other types of dogs and their names.
Well, Junior, Labrador, you know, the Labrador that I named Marley, you know, how not to raise Marley. you know, it's funny, but, you know, a dog that was actually out of control became a bestseller, which, you know, I love Mr. John Grogan.
Well, do you know that John and I worked together? I knew the real Marley.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
well,
so,
see, I work with him as well, you know, with his new dog, Gracie. And so they were pretty much following the same pattern that they did with Marley. It's just Gracie started doing other behaviors, you know. Mm-hmm. So there is a way, you know, how not to raise Marley, even though Marley can actually lead you to a bestseller and, you know, and a fantastic movie. But in reality, nobody wants, you know, the destructive behavior and the running away from you thing. And so, and also we have a English bulldog named Mr. President. And a lot of times we know when I hear people talking about bulldogs, they said bulldogs are very stubborn. And so I show how important it is to make sure the bulldog recovers the nose. You know, one of the things that we did with the bulldog is we made a pudgy face, which it doesn't allow him to use his nose for scent purposes. It only allows him to, you know, for breeding purposes, so it becomes very visual. And so when a bulldog keys on something, it becomes fixated very quickly. So I show people how can I help them to recover the nose. And then, of course, we have the terrier side, you know, the Jack Russell. But in this case, I chose a miniature schnauzer, which they have an amazing nose. They're hunters by genetics. And so I show people how to choose. More importantly, all these breeds are different, but what they have in common is the same energy. So I brought four medium-level energy dogs who have different race characteristics. You know,
so you've got Junior, the pit bull, Marley, the lab, Angel, the schnauzer, and Mr. President, the bulldog, correct?
The bulldog, absolutely, yeah.
Okay. All right, that sounds good. So this is kind of a challenge for you, don't you think? You've done a lot of things where you've helped hundreds of people in five seasons deal with dogs of all kinds of backgrounds, crazy and cunning and charming and even a little bit nasty. And I don't know how you feel about taking on the pups. It sounds like this is a good next step.
This is a great step because it talks about prevention, you know, and what I have done over the years is intervention, is rehabilitation. And again, I'm a dad, I'm a father. I want my next, you know, my kids to grow up eventually in an environment where everything can be prevented, you know, or at least they're working in prevention, you know, so children don't have to experience an aggressive dog. There's no need, especially in a society like America where the dogs have rights, you know, dogs are loved, you know. I don't see many presidents in the world where they walk with their dogs, you know, and going into the White House. I mean, you don't get to see that often until you come to America, you know. So a dog is a very beloved member to society. So I think the best thing we can do is learn how to keep in balance.
Well, that brings me to the fact that you and Illusion have worked up with Yale University and the North Shore Animal League, and this Muttigrees curriculum seems to be part of what this TV show is doing, too, as far as helping the youth out there.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it goes into prevention with children. And one of the things that I think was missing in America, and my wife being a preschool teacher, is the education of dog psychology at early age. You know, so what we're doing together collectively is making sure that every kid in America gets the education of dog psychology, preschool, you know, kindergarten, elementary, of course, you know, adolescence eventually. But by that time, they're already going to know what it means to love a dog, you know, to be a pack leader who loves a dog, not just to be a dog lover, you know, but to be a knowledgeable dog lover. In that way, we're going to prevent, you know, kids being hurt by dogs or kids who are afraid of dogs. We're going to help them to not live in fear. You know, there's no need to live in fear with animals, you know. And so it's very important that we coach our children or our next generation to really live harmoniously and balanced with dogs. And hopefully they can practice that same mentality among each other.
Now, I know I read, because I'm also affiliated with Fido Friendly, and you had our cover story last issue. As a child, you declared you were going to be the best dog trainer in the world. I'm assuming that your grandpa had a little bit of play in this, but, you know, that's a pretty big statement for a young man, a teenager to do.
You're absolutely right, you know, but, you know, going back in my mind and how they treated me and how they, their expectations, and they never blocked me from dreaming. You know, we come from a very poor background, but they never blocked me from dreaming. You know, they never told me it was crazy to dream big. So that's all we can actually afford, you know, to dream big.
Right.
And so, but when you love something so much and you dream about something so big that it can help humanity, I think God has a lot to do with that. Obviously, my grandfather, from an instinctual point of view and physical point of view, you know, showed me what not to do and never to work against Mother Nature. But, you know, God just granted me the wish.
Now, if you never became a dog trainer, I'm just curious,
yes,
what would you have wanted to become?
Oh, that's very simple. I would do anything in the zoo, anything around animals. I would be, you know, one of the guys that cleaning horses or something like that. Or I just would be one of those guys that tell you not to light up a cigarette or matches in the forest. You know what I mean? Anything with nature, anything related with nature, I would tell you what the rules, boundaries, and limitations are.
Okay, you could have been Smokey Bear on two legs then, right?
That's pretty much it, just the Mexican version.
Hi, Chihuahua. We need to take a break right now to pay for this show, but we're chatting with Cesar Millan, so sit and stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a walk on the red carpet, of course. All Behave will be back in a flash right after these messages.
Flight 291 is now boarded. All passengers, please proceed to gate 4.
And who's this traveling with us today?
This is Bailey. She's never flown Midwest Airlines before.
Hi, Bailey. She'll be fine. We take special care of our traveling pets. In fact, our premier pet program was created by an employee and dog lover who believes that pets should be handled as precious cargo. And they are. Oh, and they earn travel rewards, too.
Oh, good.
Thanks for flying Midwest Airlines, Bailey. Enjoy your flight. Visit MidwestAirlines.com.
It's time for school for you and your friends. your furry best friends. Train your dog the fun and easy way with Teacher's Pet Sessions. Teacher's Pet host Pia Silvani teaches you step-by-step how to train your dog the fun and easy way. You get 8 30-minute live audio training sessions, complete transcripts of each session, plus a basic training manual to get you and your dog off to a great start. Training begins the moment you bring your dog home. Teacher's Pet Sessions offers positive reinforcement training to shape your dog's behavior and encourages upbeat, enthusiastic responses to ensure that your dog will enjoy learning. Teacher's Pet Sessions dog training is fun at both ends of the leash. So listen, learn, and laugh with your dog with Teacher's Pet Sessions. Get your copy of Teacher's Pet Sessions Volume 1 today. To order, go to teacherspetsessions.com.
Hi, this is Pia Silvani, your host. Bring your dog, tug toy, and treats, and get ready to have some fun.
teacherspetsessions.com.
When you're looking to add a pet into your life, consider adopting a homeless animal from your local shelter or rescue group. Whether you want a kitten, puppy, or a more mature pet, a purebred or a one-of-a-kind mixed breed, even a rabbit or hamster, your shelter has the best selection of animals anywhere, all screened for good health and behavior. PetLifeRadio.com presents Take Me Home with your host, Susan Daffron. Join us each week as we showcase wonderful pets, tell stories, and even throw some pet education into the mix. So get ready to find out why the pet adoption option can be a great way to add a furry companion into your life. Take Me Home every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hi, this is John O'Hurley reminding you you're listening to the O Behave Show with Arden Moore on Pet Life Radio.
We're back from the lot. Just checked the paper and we had a record showing at the box. The letterbox, that is. Now back to O Behave. Here's Arden.
Welcome back to the O Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. All right, patience has paid off. We have Caesar in the house, and let's continue our chat with him. Now, the other thing I think is pretty fitting is that you share a same birth year and date as Scooby-Doo.
Do you believe that? I didn't know he was my age. funny, you growing up watching him, but yeah, he looks the same. He's amazing. And we're going to be doing things together. You know, we're going to be doing things together in the future, and hopefully he'll join us in other things, you know. So yeah, it was a surprise for me to hear that Scooby-Doo was 40 years old.
And you're okay about being a parody on South Park and Saturday Night Live?
Well, it's an honor, you know. It's an honor. I mean, the guys did a great job. They loved the show. They called me and said, you know what, we're going to do a parody on you. We love the show, by the way, but we hope you liked the episode. And I honestly did. You know, I watched other episodes before, and I said, oh, my God, what are they going to do out of me? But, you know, I was able to rehabilitate that little kid. You know,
right?
And so they applied the exercise discipline affection mentality. Unfortunately, the mom just went back to her old habits, and the kid went back.
Oh, that's a bummer. What do you think is the biggest gift that dogs have given you and can give us?
Have given me, well, you know, the ability to accept myself as who I am, you know, because they don't, you know, sometimes we get focused on physical things or, you know, we get sidetracked about being grateful to what we have. And I just love how grateful they are, no matter what, you know. And I love that when I'm, every time, you know, nowadays when I'm wishing for something, I always do it around dogs. And because they believe what I believe. So they're always manifesting how I feel. And I love the fact that they live in the moment. And it just they just make every place very beautiful. Yeah, something about animal, you know. I love dogs, obviously. But if I see a bird, if I see a horse, if I don't have a dog around, I just observe how they're dealing with the situation at that time, you know.
Are you okay with cats?
I love cats. I don't understand them, you know, but I love cats. I love I love to watch animals, you know, just behave in themselves. You know, obviously, I'm more gravitated to a pack-oriented species like horses and pigs and dogs because they can relate, you know. They want to relate with you. A cat sometimes comes, he rubs himself, and then he goes. You know what I mean? But I admire them dearly.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And you've got a book we have to mention. It's the fourth book. Man, I don't know where you have time to write, but your book is debuting about the same time as your new magazine, Caesar's Way, correct?
Caesar's Way, yeah. Caesar's Way came last week. How to Raise the Perfect Dog came out yesterday. And, you know, the magazine is completely different. I can share other stuff in it, you know, the dad, the husband part of it. I want to, you know, I just want to share as much as I can through every way that I can achieve. And the book is definitely more information. It is more detail. If you follow it, you get to the place that you want to go. So I want to share the secret there.
Well, I think that's great. And I just wanted to kind of wrap things up by saying you have gone global. You were in Australia recently, and you've also teamed up with some NASA astronauts. So, you know, people of all types, all zip codes seem to dig dogs. And you.
Absolutely. You know, Australians have problems, just a different accent. And astronauts, you know, astronauts don't get nervous out of space, you know, but when they come back home, they get really tense. And so I was very happy to help people who are exploring outside the Earth, you know, but when they come home, they just become like everybody else. So it was an honor to work with somebody, you know, that is so brave, you know. To me, that's being in front of an aggressive dog is nothing compared to go away from Earth and staying in a floating place, and the chances of coming back are not so great. Obviously, they don't think about that, but that's how I see it, you know. And so, but when they come home, they don't know how to walk a dog and how to deal with a situation. So it was really fun to be with. And one of the clips, you're going to see how my book is in outer space floating. So I'm out of this world.
Oh, you're kidding. Now that's all right. You have literally gone out of this outer world.
Out of this world.
And how do you handle when people, you know, people seem to love you and other people seem to want to challenge you? I guess that's the price of fame, but you seem to be true to your training philosophies and your philosophies on energy and life. So I wanted to ask you, how do you deal with that?
Well, you know, obviously the people that comes to me, this is what they say 99% of the time. My mom loves you. I love you. My dog loves you. We all watch your show.
Right.
Right? So you can only absorb that, you know. And then, of course, you get the people who disagree with you, which is we're in the most amazing country in the world, you know, freedom of speech. And so what I say to that is my way is not the only way. I know not everybody is going to love me. Do you know what I mean?
But you got a lot of people, though, that love you.
I know. So, but, you know, what I believe is in choices. And what I believe is in working together, not against each other. And so that's just what they can share with us is a different option. Not the only option, but is another option. So I'd rather keep my mind open, you know, and really not be affected by somebody who disagrees with me. And, you know, I'm a dad. I don't want to teach my kids to fight among each other just because we disagree. I want to teach my kids to come up with a conclusion so that we can all, you know, work in the same direction so we can create transformation in the world.
I think it's amazing that you and Illusion met at an ice skating rink.
Me too. No Mexican man ever meet a woman in the ice skating place. I'm the first one. I'm the first Mexican man that meets a woman in the ice skating place.
Well, I know how good you are on roller skates and skateboards. I'm just wondering, I can't picture, are you pretty coordinated on ice skates?
I think I'm very balanced. You know, everything that I tried is all about balance. So.
Did you fall into her? Or how did you?
Oh, you bet. Did I fall into her?
Yeah.
No, actually, I was going to pick up a friend, and she was there with that friend that I was going to pick up, and from that point on, we made eye contact, and 15 years later, we are in love.
That is great. Yeah, she definitely loves you. I mean,
you
have a pretty strong relationship. And
well, you know, I'm a good husband. I fulfill the needs, I follow the rules, and I don't get myself in the doghouse.
Is there any special meal that you make? Don't tell me kibble and gravy, but what's a favorite meal that you like to make for your family?
Favorite meal that I love to make for my family have to be ceviche, you know, which is related with lemon. Everything with lemon I love. And I grew up, you know, after the ranch, we moved into Mazatlan, which is the beach area of where I'm from. So I grew up with a lot of fish and a lot of raw fish, and pretty much we put lemon to everything.
Okay. And when you guys aren't, like, in front of the camera, what's something fun that you, Calvin, Andre, and Illusion, and whatever number of dogs like do when the spotlight's away, when you're just chilling?
Again, we invite everybody. We invite her, you know, her parents live here in America, so we invite all the family into our home, and we cook. You know, I think it's a very traditional thing, and we just laugh and dance and just eat. I mean, I never met a Latino who doesn't eat a lot.
Okay,
so I think it's a very, very, it's part of the culture of the race, you know.
Any special teas, we'll wrap this up, about the show, some special episode you want us to really pay heed to with the puppies?
Well, with the puppies, just to see the transformation, you know, not the transformation, but actually how I went and picked up a dog when he was a 2 month of age, and then how he ended up 6 months later, you know, so you get to see the whole process in 1 hour, what it took us in 6 months, you get to see it in 1 hour, and you get to see that is that you can actually keep a dog balanced, and that is such a thing of raising the perfect dog.
Well, that sounds great. We are very happy that you've been a guest. You finally helped all our listeners who've been clamoring for you. You know, it's been a 2-year quest for me. So like you, I guess I dream big and I'm patient. I think those are traits we all need to have. Pause up, Caesar.
Thank you, ma'am.
Appreciate your time. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
That's it for our show today. I want to again thank Caesar Milan, the Dog Whisperer, for being a special guest on our show. And I want you to also know, folks, that his wife, Illusion Milan, was a guest on our show. Just go over to PetLifeRadio.com. She is episode 83 on the O'Behave Show. So we've got the whole team, the Caesar Illusion Milan team. That's pretty good. I also want at this time to give a big pause up to my cool producer, Mark Winter. He makes this show happen each and every week. In fact, I invite all of you listeners to check out the amazing lineup of pet shows we offer on PetLifeRadio.com. If you love lizards, think cats are cool, or want to learn to cha-cha with your chihuahua, we have a show for you. I also invite you to join my free monthly e-newsletter. It's called Arden Moore Knows Pets, and each month we offer great giveaways like stays in pet-friendly hotels, fun pet trivia contest, and more. To sign up, just send me an email, arden@ardenmoore.com. It's fun and easy. So, until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words to all you 2-, 3-, and 4-leggers out there. Oh, behave!
Coast to coast and around the world, it's Oh Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. Oh Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, this is the place for a special paparazzi treat. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.